Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget, I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. later this week. On Thursday and Friday, I'm going to be broadcasting from the NFIB's 2004 summit. And I was there 2 years ago when they had the last one. It was great. I'm looking forward to it this time. In fact, it looks like President Bush is going to be speaking to us on Thursday. That's pretty much out in the open now. So I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be Thursday at noon. And also, I'll remind you, Jack Ferris, the president of NFIB, will be right here on this show in the first segment tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to that. And so check us out when the next day rolls around. Ivan Meisner is our guest and our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of Business Network International, BNI. That's an organization, a global organization. The international part is not hyperbole, folks. He really is an international, has an international organization. He's the author of so many books. I got tendonitis lifting them up over under my desk here, including the brand new one, which is now a bestseller, Masters of Success. Ivan, welcome back to the show.
It is always great to be on your show.
It's good to have you back. I appreciate it very much. Congratulations on another bestseller.
Thanks.
This is exciting.
This hit the Wall Street Journal list.
I know. It's number one in Wall Street Journal, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Congratulations.
Who's counting?
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're counting, actually. You know what my grandmother used to say, Ivan?
What's that?
The cream always rises to the top. So
your grandmother was very smart.
That's right. So congratulations. And now let's get into some of the issues. We've talked about the book a little bit when we launched it a month or so ago.
Yeah.
But let's get in. I want to talk about some of the other things that are in this book. One of the things that is pretty consistent in the book, and we may have touched a little bit on it last time, but not completely. Were some of the consistent themes. Let's talk about what you saw over and over again. This is a book. This is a compilation of authors who've written about success stories. Right.
Yeah. We have about 60 contributing authors who, some, you know, give what they believe it takes to be successful. Others have stories of some kind. But what's really interesting about this book is that it's also got a lot of stories from the everyman. You know, people who, if you saw their name, you wouldn't recognize who they are, but they have a very compelling story of their own, or they share a story about somebody they know.
Mm-hmm.
So it can resonate with just about everybody because it's got big names and the average, you know, kind of person in it as well.
Right.
But there are some consistent themes. And what's interesting about this list of themes is that if you talk to the average business person, somebody, you know, who's reasonably successful but they haven't really made it big yet, and you ask them, what do you think it takes to become really successful in business or in life? And they're going to tell you things like passion, persistence and system, having goals and vision, being able to deal with adversity, social capital, or networking, communication, relationships, that kind of thing. You'll get that whole list. Okay. Now, if you ask the millionaires, the people who are really successful, some of the people who you see on the cover of the book, people like Buzz Aldrin, the astronaut, mm-hmm. and Aaron Brockovich, Michael Gerber, Tony Robbins, Brian Tracy, if you ask these people, what do you think it takes to be successful? Guess what they say? They say passion and system and goals and vision and dealing with adversity and communication and social capital. They say the same stuff. But here's the really funny thing. Is if you ask college students, because I teach at a local university here in Southern mm-hmm. California, these are kids, undergraduate kids, wet behind the ears, never had a real job in their life. If you ask them, what do you guys think it takes to be successful in life? You know what they say?
What?
Passion and system and goals and vision and adversity. They say the same stuff.
Well, we ought to start believing this then, huh?
We should. And the interesting thing is that we all know basically what it takes to be successful. And here's the key theme to this book, which I really love, is that it's not some secret. Because if you ask a really successful person to tell you their secret to success, and then you listen to their answer, it's rarely a secret.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is they tell you is rarely going to be a secret. And here's the theme to the book, and that is that success is about the uncommon application of common knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what it takes to be successful. It's the uncommon application of that knowledge that makes people truly successful.
And if you find those people who have been truly successful, whatever it is that they're doing, there's nothing in the world that they would rather be doing. Not so much making the money. They like that part. That's okay. But the thing that they're doing, they wake up every morning wanting to do that. That's one of the keys. 22. We'll be right back with our good friend Ivan Meisner. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, the host who can't tell time. Ivan Meisner is our guest. Ivan, guess what?
What?
Happy anniversary, baby.
Happy anniversary.
5 years.
Wow.
This is our
congratulations.
It's your 5th-year anniversary. Congratulations. Well, you've been with us 5 years this visit.
Has it been 5 years?
It's been 5 years.
Oh,
time flies. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
We keep these records. We're like baseball. We keep records like this. We know,
and we
actually know how well you did in the last several, you know, whether you got a hit or not in the last few visits too. But anyway, happy anniversary, 5 years with us.
Well, thank you very much.
It's been like a dream come true, hasn't it?
You have been great. I have thoroughly enjoyed being on your show.
I can see how.
At 5 o'clock in the morning Pacific time.
Yeah, who else would you do that for, huh? And where else could you have this much fun early in the morning, right?
That's true. That's very true.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. What about, you know, you're talking about all the different things that we've learned, the consistent things that you learn about that make people successful, all the different issues the points that you made a minute ago. What about luck? You know, a lot of people talk about luck, and I've thought about that quite a bit, but, I have my thoughts on luck, but I'd like to get yours first.
Well, my guess is your thoughts on luck are probably pretty similar to mine. If you ask these very successful business professionals we were talking about before, they never say luck is a factor. If you ask the average business person, they rarely say luck is a factor. It's those college students who think luck is a big factor. You know, when you ask them what are the themes of success, they almost always say a couple things that aren't on the list that I gave earlier. One is beer. And the other one is luck, and I think that luck has very, very little to do with success. I think that the harder you work, the luckier you get, and that there really isn't any there's very little luck when it comes to being successful.
Well, you know,
put yourself in the right position to be lucky.
That's it. That's the key. That's the key. Because every time anything's ever happened to me that was lucky, I had to get up off my backside and go somewhere and put myself in a position for something to happen. And then there have been times when, you know, you could sort of say I had a chance to go through door A or door B, and it was just dumb luck that I went through the right door. But I got up and I went through the door.
Exactly.
If I stayed home in my jammies and my bunny slippers, luck doesn't. One of the things that I know about luck. Luck is real, but it doesn't knock on your door. It makes you knock on its door.
You're absolutely correct. I agree, and I think that sometimes people who are not very successful blame it on luck, and not on the fact that they're just not that they're sitting at home in their jammies with their slippers on.
Mm-hmm. What I tell people, and I believe this very much, if you want to be lucky, and you're not feeling lucky right now. Go get in the marketplace. Go out in the marketplace. Get on the pavement. Go out and even if you don't have anything to do, even if you don't have a job, even if you don't have any money, even if you don't know what you want to do, you got to go You got to go be in the marketplace. I can't wait every morning, Ivan, to go to the marketplace, to get in the marketplace.
You're right.
It's exciting, isn't it?
It's not called net sit. It's called network. Mm-hmm. And you got to get out there and connect with people.
Right. Absolutely. By the way, now, the book, The Masters of Success, Proven Techniques for Achieving Success in Business and Life, is available wherever books are sold. It is a paperback, and it's what,
$18.95.
Unless you can get somebody to give you a discount, which you may be able to. It's available on Amazon, and wherever fine books are sold, in a couple of places where they're not so fine, right?
That's correct. It is available at Amazon. It's also available at, you can go to the website mastersofsuccess.biz and get some information on the book there. Most bookstores, Barnes & Noble in particular, has plenty of copies right now.
We just did
Master's Day at Barnes & Noble.
Right.
60 different Barnes & Nobles all over the United States.
Right. And it'd have to be available pretty much if it's going to be a bestseller, a Wall Street bestseller. But now, that's not the only list it was bestseller on, was it? Hasn't it already been on?
No, it was on a couple. Right. It's been on the Barnes & Noble. It was number one on the Barnes & Noble bestseller list. I think it's number three on their list right now. And it was also on the CEO Read bestsellers list, which is a business book bestseller list.
Ivan, if you had to say, you know, we've talked about all these other things that would contribute to success. If you had to say that there was one overriding principle, one thing that kept popping up, one thing that if anything was a common denominator in the contributions that of the people that made to your book, what would you say that was?
It would be the uncommon application of common knowledge. And we're not talking about just there's several different kinds of application that we're talking about. It could be coming up with an uncommon idea, mm-hmm. something different, something that no one's come up with before. But more often than not, it's not a new idea.
Right.
In fact, it's just an uncommon commitment to an existing idea, or an uncommon persistence, an uncommon use of system. It's generally something that most really successful people haven't created something brand new.
Right.
I mean, take example BNI. BNI, which is a networking organization. I didn't create networking. I didn't create networking organization.
Mm-hmm. Networking is the commodity.
If we have any kind of success, it's because of the consistent application of what we've done.
Absolutely. Stand by. 10 till. We're going to be right back with our good friend Ivan Meisner, the president of BNI, Business Network International. His book is called Masters of Success, Proven Techniques for Achieving Success in Business and Life. Lots of success stories in this book, folks. Check it out when you get a chance. 10 till. Stay with us. Back, it's 7 till. I'm Jim Lysingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Ivan Meisner. And his new book, along with a bunch of other folks who've contributed to this book, is called Masters of Success, Proven Techniques for Achieving Success in Business and Life. Folks, one of the reasons I think you'll like this book is because there are so many short chapters, so many short segments to this book, lots of little stories, great stories about that I think will inspire you. It'll be the kind of book that you can read during a commercial while you're watching television. Some of these things, Ivan, is one of the things that people like about your book.
Yeah, you can pick it up and put it down and not spend hours reading it and feel like you've lost your place when you go back, because
absolutely,
they're in small bite-sized segments.
Tell us a little bit about BNI. I know one thing you just and I think you announced is maybe you had just opened up the country of Norway last time, and tell us a little bit about it.
Right, that was our 18th country. BNI is a business and professional networking organization. We allow one person per flavor to join one of our groups, so there's one lawyer, one CPA, one banker, one chiropractor. We get together every week and we pass each other referrals. Last year, the organization passed 2.8 million referrals worldwide that generated about $1.2 billion worth of business for our members.
We appreciate the help to the global economy there, Ivan. Thank you very much for that.
Now, We're doing our part.
Well, your website is pretty simple, bni.com,
mm-hmm.
and they can find out how to join a group, from there. They can find out where the BNI groups are locally, and if they don't have one locally, they can find out how to start one, right?
Right. Under the directory, you'll get a list of all of our BNI directors, and you can contact them locally. And we've got about 600 people worldwide. So lots of people, probably somebody close to you. And if you're interested, go to the website and contact one of the directors.
You know, Ivan, you were talking about uncommon application of common things, and that's the way to be successful in the 21st century. That fits so well with what I talked about in the last hour about intellectual property. And, you know, I pointed out that virtually everything today that we can see or touch or buy or eat or wear or drive, virtually everything is a commodity. And so if you're a small business owner in at all, then that means you're probably selling a commodity. And the only way to really be successful, in my opinion, in the 21st century is to be able to package and deliver that commodity in a way that's unique and maintain the relationship with those customers in a way that's unique. And that's exactly what you were talking about, the uncommon application of common things.
Of common knowledge, yeah.
Common knowledge. And that's you know, you've done it with networking, as you said. Look at what JetBlue has done. My goodness, the last thing in the world I would think anybody would want to get into would be into the airline business. And this guy, I'm trying to remember his name, this guy is being successful. He's you know, cutting into the large airlines with his little JetBlue.
That's right. There's a great contribution in the book that I really like that says, it talks about a very, very successful person. I don't want to tell you who it is yet, but it talks about a very successful person. And he said, and the contributing author says, his secret to success was not the diagram of an amazing computer chip, nor was it the map of the human genome. It was, are you sitting down, the recipe for a chicken sandwich. Chicken sandwich, you know, Jim, I can make a chicken sandwich. I can't make mayonnaise off my chicken sandwich, but, I'm missing the cooking gene, but I can do a chicken sandwich. Well, for the founder of Chick-fil-A, it was a multi-million dollar chicken sandwich. Yeah. And it wasn't the fact that he created something new. It was that he applied an uncommon application to common knowledge. He wanted to be in business with the recipe for his chicken sandwich. And, you know, there's a lot of chicken sandwiches out there, but not a lot of million-dollar enterprises.
But what do we know about how long it took him to get to the point where somebody would say he was successful? I mean, how much, you know, I like your story that you tell about, I love for you to say that again, about people coming up to you and saying, well, sure, you're successful. It's easy for you. And I want to,
right.
or I want to be like you. Tell the audience, I know you've done this before, but tell them again what you tell them.
Well, I had someone come to me about a year or two ago and you know, came to my house and looked at the success that I'd started to acquire, and they were saying, wow, you really are lucky. And I said to him, I said, yes, I am. I'm lucky, but let me tell you the secret to my luck. And he kind of leaned in, yeah, what is it? I said, well, first I went to college for 10 years. During that time, I started my own business, and for the next two decades, worked about 60 hours a week. Along the way, I mortgaged my house a couple times for business and wrote 7 books. If you want to do all of those things, you can be just
You too can be successful. You were a 20-year overnight success, Ivan, and that's the reason I admire you so much. You're magical. Thanks, Ivan. Good job today. Oh, and happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.